And now we are joined on the phones by the Giants' second-round draft pick, center Weston Richburg. Weston, thank you for joining us tonight on Big Blue Draft Night Live. I am John Schmoke. I'm with Paul Dottino. Congratulations. Welcome to the New York Giants.
Thanks, guys. It's just an honor to be part of such a great organization.
Well, Weston, let's start. What was your reaction when you got the phone call that you found out you were heading to Big Blue?
It's just excitement. You know, to be the first center pick in the draft and to be picked in the second round is a huge thing. And I'm just extremely excited.
One of the things Coach Coughlin talked about, Weston, is the fact that you had a broken hand and you had to switch hands on snapping for a short time. You've also played multiple positions during your collegiate career, in addition to being a multiple-year starter. How important do you think those things were to you getting drafted in the second round, and how do you believe you've benefited as a player from those factors?
That was huge. You know, being versatile is really important, especially in the NFL, you know, because a team only carries, I guess, seven offensive linemen. So the fact that I played all across the line and played with my left hand, even though that may not matter as much, you know, it just, the versatility that I showed in college has really helped me throughout this process. And looking back on it, it was such a blessing that I had coaches that trusted me to be able to play those positions and to be able to play center with a broken snapping hand.
Now, Weston, if I remember the game right, I think you set the record there for most games started, if I recall. And, you know, Tom Coughlin and Jerry Reese also spoke about, you know, the amount of experience you've had and also your intelligence as a football player and how important it is to have a center in the middle that can call out protections, be a leader on the offensive line. Do you feel like your vast experience at the college level has really prepared you for the mental challenges of the National Football League?
I do. I was really fortunate to have head coaches in Steve Fairchild and Jim McElwain from Alabama, who ran some pretty complicated offenses for college. And you know, it's not your spread type of offenses. So I was in charge of a lot of different things. Had to read defenses quite a bit. And you know, I think that's prepared me quite a bit for what I'm about to experience with the Giants.
Weston, what did you know about the Giants before tonight's draft, and how often did you talk to Giants scouts and people, coaches, et cetera? Did you know that there was much interest on their behalf?
I've kind of thought of this whole process as a giant poker game, so I really didn't hear from any specific team more than another. I had been training through this offseason with Jeff Schwartz, so I've got to know him pretty well, And that's basically all I know about, you know, the guys on the offensive line right now. But I'll say it again, I'm just extremely excited to be a part of this organization.
Now, Weston, nearly every offensive lineman I've ever spoken to answers this question the same way. But are you a guy that likes to pass block, or are you a guy that likes to run block?
Well, I think I know what I have to answer. I love to run block.
Way to go!
Why is that, Weston?
I can't answer anything else. So that's definitely my favorite thing to do.
Now, in those running schemes, are you more of a zone block scheme guy or more of a man-on-man power type of scheme guy in college?
Well, you know, I had two coaches in college, and we did, you know, more zone stuff with my first coach, and then we went to, more power type stuff with the second coach. So I think, you know, I've had good experience with both, and I've really enjoyed both. I think it's just, being able to do those two different things in two different offenses has really helped me throughout this process.
Weston, I'm sure you've been targeting the NFL, if not as a youngster, certainly by the time you got to playing in college. So what is it that you're most curious about as you make the jump to the pros? So many people talk about the speed of the game, whether it's physical or mental. How does that question kind of float into your head as to what you're looking for or what you're really kind of curious about?
Yeah, I think those are some good questions. I am most curious about, you know, the difference in the talent level. I know there's some extremely talented players in the NFL, and I'm just really looking forward to going against the best in the world, just have the opportunity to be a part of a sport that's, you know, the highest level. So I'm just excited and really curious about, you know, the change in competition and the change in skill level.
Well, in Weston, you're going to be doing it in the biggest city in the world, New York City. Your thoughts of coming here and playing under the gigantic spotlight that is New York?
Yeah. You know, I'm from Bushland, Texas. I went to a high school where I graduated with 82 people. So this is going to be a big change, to say the least. So, I've been to New York once, and, you know, I'm excited to be back. I'm really looking forward to the change in lifestyle, and, you know, it's going to be an awesome experience.
If there's one thing, Weston, that people don't know about you by looking at the scouting reports that the league or that some of these draft nicks have prepared, what would that be?
I think it's my football IQ. Like I said, I've been under two offensive coordinators, you know, two pretty good offensive-minded head coaches. And, you know, I think that's really challenged me throughout my college career, and I've really gained some good knowledge from learning under those guys.
Well, Weston, as you head here to the NFL, if there's one thing that you're still trying to improve in your game, something you're trying to get better at, what would it be?
I think I'll go back to what we're talking about the speed of the game. I think that's going to be an adjustment everybody has to make, and I think that's the thing that's going to be the adjustment I have to make the most of. So, you know, that's more important than anything else, I think. You know, just adjusting to the speed and adjusting to skill, I think that's going to be the biggest thing for me.
Weston, they tell us that you're 6'3 and 298 pounds. At least that's what the NFL is listing you at. Are you at that now? Is that the weight that you're comfortable with playing at? Or do you think you may want to add some pounds, some bulk, some muscle, either upper body or lower body, as you enter your rookie season?
Well, I was 300 at the Senior Bowl. I was 305 at my pro day. I was 306 the other day when I weighed in. So the weight right now is not an issue. I spoke with some of the coaching staff. They said, don't worry about the weight right now. We're going to work on some more important things first. So I'm not concerned with that at all right now. Whatever they need me to play me at, I'll be at that weight, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, Weston, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. I'm going to give you a little bit of a fair warning. Have that credit card ready. The offensive line meeting room is filled with interesting guys. There'll be a lot of donuts. There'll be a lot of coffee. But it'll be a lot of fun too, man. Welcome to the Giants. Congratulations again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.